The building you can see to the left of the panel is an apartment building today. During World War II, it was the headquarters of the Gestapo, and immediately after the war, of the NKVD and the District Security Office. Hundreds of people were tortured and murdered there. The sculpture by Stanisław Romanczuk, a symbol of enslavement and suffering, is a reminder of the dark history of the building that you see in the middle of the square. Go up to it and look for the inscription Nigdy więcej wojny, No More War. Opposite the sculpture, on the building's wall, you will see two commemorative plaques. If you want to, go and have a look. One is dedicated to the victims of the Gestapo, and the other to the victims of the NKVD and the Ministry of Public Security. The inscriptions, scratched by prisoners on the walls and cellar doors, are testimony to the human tragedies that took place within these walls. Before the war, the building belonged to the factory, and it had a very different purpose. The engineer's house, as it was known, was built for highly qualified workers who lived here with their families. Apartments in engineer's house were of a very high standard and were equipped with plumbing and central heating. Perhaps it was because of its high standard that it was chosen by the Gestapo and the NKVD for their headquarters. You can learn more about those dark times and the victims of the two totalitarian superpowers of the 20th century on the panel. You will also find the names of people murdered in the building by the Gestapo. Face the board again. Turn right and walk all the time straight to our next panel. You will find it on the left next to the former factory social building. We have already seen how the factory nurtured the body. Now it is time for the soul. Plans of the workers' housing estate envisaged the construction of a social building which opened on November 11, 1931. The social building housed the Snitch cinema for the employees of the factory, which was managed by the factory, so it was not a typical commercial cinema like others in the city. Thanks to subsidies from the factory, ticket prices were very attractive, which drew large audiences. Snitch screened almost exclusively documentary films showing the development of Poland, the lives of its people, as well as exotic countries and world events. The social building housed many distinguished guests who visited the factory: Polish President Ignacy Moszczycki, Marshal of Poland Edward Szmigłowicz, and the Romanian King Charles II. Until the outbreak of World War II, the social building was one of the most important cultural centers in the city. Cultural and educational groups blossomed, and they welcomed not only factory staff, but all people living in the city. There was an orchestra that cooperated with the factory's male choir, and from 1932, with a mandolin ensemble led by Stanisław Flont. The drama section performed its plays here. The last panel, the one we're about to reach, is right in front of the social building.